Heavenly Father, as we join together in prayer today, as we come to my favorite part of the service, which is actually just talking about you. It's not me saying a sermon that you have given me, a message that you've shared with me. No matter how great my mom plays, my favorite part isn't the music, it's when we can pray. And Lord, we have come, we realize now is the time to worship you, and we've just sang out, "Holy is the Lord," that your earth is, the earth is filled with your glory. But Lord, sometimes, as I said, it just doesn't feel like that. We have people in here who have lost family members, not only in this past year, but somewhat close. We all know about Stormy, but Merlin's father passing away. And sometimes our earth is consumed with loss. Things that we have no control over, Lord, and you dictate the times of when you welcome your saints into your eternal kingdom. But we'd like just one more day. There are people who are in a transition state now who, Jimmy Boston comes to mind. A family that I love as my own, and Jimmy is doing well. There are good and bad times, but Lord, sometimes we would like the path to you to be more clear. To know why there are seasons in our life and how long must they go on and what is next and when will the next shoe fall. And we've all been there in different instances. We have people in here who are battling illnesses and they don't have the answer. The doctors don't have the answer. Lord, we know you do, but sometimes when you're the patient, sometimes when you're the family of that loved one, sometimes that answer just doesn't do enough, even when we believe. We have people like Marge Anderson who had a detached retina and she had successful surgery for that, but she has to keep her head down, like as if we're bowing and looking down at the ground. They want her to do that for a full week, and I can't think of the difficulty in doing that, but if we want things healed the correct way, that's what the surgeon told her to do. And Lord, I think of our lives and what we have going on, and sometimes the things you ask us to do, God, are uncomfortable to get the healing that we need. I think of Paul Whitehead who is and Jackie and their family who is dealing with health issues, dealing with doctors who say go here and do this or don't do this, or trips in and out of the hospital and what is next. And I haven't seen a couple work harder together at what they need to do on a day-to-day basis. And Lord, you have strengthened Jackie to do that. You've strengthened Paul to do that. You've strengthened Doug and Amy and Brian and the entire family to be there for them. And Lord, I'm asking you to do what you do in all of these situations. I think of Lois Johnson's son, Rick, who had successful surgery and continues to be in transition to getting better, and his wife who is in remission of cancer, and how you have looked over that family and how hard working of a woman Lois is, and how she is there not only for our church but for her family. And sometimes we wonder, Lord, what's next? What's next? I think of Brad and Joyce Buckingham who took off for Arizona, and God bless it. You know, the tumors haven't grown that much and the doctor said take off, but I think of them taking off and being away from home and being away from family and loved ones. And even though they're having a great time, Lord, that you are just covering them all the way from Arizona, all the way to here to Nebraska and back, that whole trip, and that it is blessed there, that there are no setbacks, that you ease Joyce's heart and her nervousness about the trip, and that you just allow them to have a great time, Lord, and we ask for continued prayers for them. The question of what is next could be asked for all of us. What's next? You get a letter in the mail. What's next? You have a conversation with someone you'd rather not have, and you're in that spot again in your heart, and you're like, what's next? You go into a job that you really can't stand day in and day out, but it does pay the bills, and it's what you're supposed to do, and you get done with the day, and Friday hits, and you're so glad it's a weekend, but before you know it, Sunday evening's there, and you're like, I don't even want to go on Monday. What's next? You go into the doctor for just a normal checkup, and they say, we need to sit down and talk, and you ask, what's next? And the awesome thing today, God, is that you have the answer to what's next. We have stories in this building of what's next. I think of Alexis Baronic, who is in not only in remission, but back at work and doing great. And she's in a point where when people have cancer, you would like to be there. She was at a point during her treatment where she was able to ring a bell that her treatment was done and she was cancer free. We've had people here like Frank Ford has so many stints in his heart. Frank has more stints in his heart than I averaged in basketball. And Lord, you have brought him through every surgery and just strong and healthy. And that's what's next. On the other side of every prayer, on the other side of every question of what's next, God says, I am. I am. You just have to trust and you have to obey. Well, Lord, that's not it. You need to trust and obey. I have, Lord, but I've asked so many times that you'd stop. You need to trust and obey. Trust me that I have all the answers for your question of what's next. And the answer is I am. So Lord, as we sing this next song, I know generally we do the Lord's Prayer. Today we're not. Today I challenge you to go home and to read the Lord's Prayer out of the Bible where it actually says it. And you meditate on those words and you read it. We're just not going to recite it as something we have memorized. We're going to go home and we're going to read it. But today, Lord, we're going to end this prayer with that answer. What's next? Lord, you say, I am. Okay, Lord, if you are, do I have to do anything? Yes, you have to trust and you have to obey. Lord, as we sing this next song, may you open up our hearts to be able to do exactly that. Take all of the questions out of our hearts and let us just completely, completely trust and obey that the answer to what's next is I am. It's in Jesus' name we pray all of these things as we continue in worship. And if you believe that today, can you say amen?